AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. Major League Baseball has a new home run derby champ. Mark Myers reports from Los Angeles.
Juan Soto of the Nationals defeated a field of eight of the game's top sluggers to win the home run derby.
It feels great. It's another thing that I add, like you say, to my trophy case, and I'm going to have it there forever.
Soto out-homered Mariners rookie Julio Rodriguez in the finals. Soto also bashed the longest homer of the competition, measured at 482 feet. Two-time reigning champion Pete Alonso of the Mets was eliminated in the semifinal round.
As for Tuesday's All-Star game at Dodger Stadium, hometown favorite Clayton Kershaw will be on the mound for the National League opposite Tampa Bay's Shane McClanahan for the Americans. First pitch just after 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Meanwhile, baseball's future may include some rules changes. Dave Ferry has details.
MLB is considering a pitch clock for next year, with games running an average of 3 hours and 2 minutes this season. A clock experiment in the minors has cut average game time by 27 minutes to 2 hours, 37 minutes. MLB is also considering shift and pickoff limits and larger bases, with the possibility of robot umpires in 2024. Shifts have been limited all season at double and single A, where teams are required to have four players on the infield, including two on each side of second base.
Outside of baseball, ESPN has announced Steph Curry will host the 2022 ESPYs. The Golden State Warriors guard says he hopes to channel two of his favorite comedians, Dave Chappelle and Kevin Hart. Speaking of pro basketball, Philadelphia's James Harden has declined his $47.4 million player option, telling the AP he did so to allow the Sixers to pursue free agents. Harden has yet to win a championship in his 13-year NBA career. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.